Rust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today here on this terrific Tuesday, April 7th, 2026 edition. Perry Johnson in the headlines once again. Michelle Smith, the 9th District Republican Party chair, on the ascension of Perry Johnson's campaign running to be the next Republican gubernatorial nominee. Quote of the day from MERS News Service: he seems to have kind of appeared out of thin air over the last few years. I'm not convinced yet that he's even going to make it onto the ballot after the last governor's race fiasco. Well, Michelle, if you had taken the time to talk to Perry Johnson, you would find out that he is paying circulators to do a very detailed job, unlike any other campaign I've ever seen. I ran for the state senate in 2010. I got involved in politics. We started doing the show April 14 years ago in 2012. Here in about a week, actually next Wednesday, I will be celebrating 14 years on this microphone. Petition drives have come and gone. We've seen paid circulators. We've seen volunteers. We've seen it all. And the only ones that usually get their signatures automatically rubber stamped at the Bureau of Elections is candidates who turn in the maximum number allowed. Governors' candidates can turn in up to 30,000 signatures. The minimum requirement number, though, is 15,000. And as you may or may not know, Michelle Smith, 9th District Republican Party chair, is that not only Perry Johnson, but former police chief James Craig, Michael Markey, the investment advisor person that was running in 2022, as well as businesswoman Donna Brandenburg, and another Michigan State Trooper sergeant, I believe, or maybe he was a lieutenant, Michael Johnson. Stone. Perry Johnson, James Craig, Donna Brandenburg, Markey, and Stone had been duped by a professional paid circulating company that were actually Democrats. But they lied and told these candidates that they were Republicans. And in fact, what they did is they would get one valid signature on one of the governor candidates, sit down at the end of the night, and then copy all the information onto the other four candidates. Both of those gentlemen are in prison. Dane and Nessel prosecuted them for election fraud, uttering and publishing in other charges, and they were convicted by a jury. The one first gentleman pleaded guilty and took a plea deal. The other gentleman took it to court, fought it in court, and lost. Well, it's kind of interesting because the political pundits on Monday, yesterday afternoon, were asked about several questions. Bill Ballinger of the Ballinger Report, he's the editor, and others sat down with Kyle Malin, the editor-owner of the MERS News Service. As the 2026 gubernatorial primary race starts, MERS asked several pundits if they felt that U.S. Congressman John James of Shelby Township and Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham, were playing their campaigns too carefully. Additionally, they asked what a primary win for Perry Johnson would look like for the Republicans, and what is the issue, the topic of data centers? How is it going to impact the primary elections, general elections for both parties? MERS sat down and talked with five pundits yesterday afternoon, and all of them, all five, felt that John James and Haley Stevens were playing it too safe in their respective campaign. James, of course, running for governor, Haley Stevens running for the U.S. Senate. Well, the first one to expound, because he felt his answer was a little bit more complicated, Bill Ballinger of the Ballinger Report editor said, James has been virtually invisible most of this past year, so much so that he drew boos at the Republicans' recent state endorsement convention, probably because many delegates resent his arrogance and his refusal to accede to President Trump's demand that he abort his gubernatorial run and instead defend his very vulnerable congressional seat in November in the 10th congressional district race. Ballinger went on to say, Johnson, now that he has entered the race, Perry Johnson has entered the race, is forcing John James to perhaps recalibrate. Going to be very interesting to see what happens next. Well, it's kind of interesting because today, Tuesday, April 7th, marks the countdown for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, folks, before 5 p.m., the Bureau of Elections at the Secretary of State building on Allegan Street in Lansing will be locking the doors at 5 o'clock, very promptly, more so than they ever do when they close the doors at 5 p.m., the normal building shutdown. Why? Because they don't want any candidate trying to get inside the building claiming that they were there before 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock comes, security guards will go and lock down all the doors. The only way you can work those doors is if you're going out. From the outside, they won't open. That day, 2 weeks from today, April 21st, is the deadline for all the candidates running for elected office to turn in their signatures, their nominating petition signatures, to see if they can get on the ballot, except the candidates running as independents. They have a lower threshold and a later date. I believe their date is sometime in July. Well, that's where the rubber's going to meet the road. Petition drives for various issues and candidates. And depending on who turns in the 30,000 signatures that end up proving half of them are good, 15,000, is going to determine who is actually going to be on the August 4th primary. So we'll wait and see. Now, Perry Johnson, as of today, has just ended his first quarter investment of radio, TV, and newspaper advertising. So far, from when he announced to today, midnight actually, last night, Perry Johnson has spent $14 million of his own money. And it's paying off. He has taken almost all of the support away from John James. Back in February, a poll was done shortly after Perry Johnson announced he was getting into the race. John James was the front runner by far because of state name recognition statewide. Ran and lost for the U.S. Senate in 2018 and 2020. Shifted from the U.S. Senate to the U.S. Congress. Won his election in 22 and 24. But because he ran statewide for U.S. Senate in 18 and 20, he has name ID. Well, in that same poll, while John James got 44%, Perry Johnson only got 4%. John James was up on him by 40 points. Fast forward to the week before the endorsement convention, March 28th. Poll was done, March 21st through the 23rd. John James dropped 21 points. He went from 44 down to 23. Perry Johnson went from 4 up to 20. And some people are arguing this first week of April, he's probably already polling or will be polling over John James very soon. Question's going to be, and Bill Ballinger said it, Johnson gets into the race, James has to reevaluate. Will he be dropping out 2 weeks from today when the signatures are due? We'll wrap this up. Final thoughts, final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, wrapping up this story. Before I do so, though, got a couple of text messages. Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan School Board, longtime listener, good friend of ours. Regarding John James, his military service does not necessarily equate to instant credibility. It's not so much his military service, even though he does mention that he's a graduate of West Point. You see him in his helicopter pilot's uniform in the Army, serving our country overseas. I appreciate his military service. I love veterans. My dad is a veteran during World War II. Vicky's father, a veteran during World War II. Brothers throughout the family. They knew I was coming, graduating high school in 1976, and that's why they ended the Vietnam War. I was going to join, follow my father's footsteps, go to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in the 101st Airborne. I wanted to be a sharpshooter just like my dad. My dad was an excellent shot. And back then, before they had the Air Force during World War II, the Army planes, well, they invented a steel rail. They opened the back door of the plane, and they had a bucket seat welded to this rail, and they literally would slide my dad outside the airplane, where he, flying very low over the German pillboxes, my dad could put a bullet right through their helmets while flying. My dad got a round in the leg from a German soldier from the ground outside of the pillbox. They took the bullet out, melted the lead down, and poured it into a mold as an eagle with a purple ribbon on it. I have it. It's hermetically sealed, and I have it as a memento from my father's service in World War II. You have to understand the bottom line. Military service is great, and I've said this many times on this show. The state of Michigan is broken. We need an outsider businessman like Donald Trump. to come in and be our governor, lead the Republican majority in the House, the Republican majority in the Senate, the Republican Secretary of State, a Republican Attorney General. All the things that Rick Snyder had for 8 years, we need to do it again. But this time, we have got to fix it. Tell the Democrats to go sit in the corner and suck your thumbs, just like you made us do during your trifecta of 23 and 24. And absolutely ram through every single thing that needs to be done to fix this state once and for all. Bring families and young people back to our state. How is Perry Johnson going to do that? He's going to do a mega audit. Every single agency and department is going to be audited, a forensic audit, line by line. Forget last year's budget. Forget the last 10 years' budgets. Throw it all in the trash. Here's a clean piece of paper. Now give me your expenses to run your department. If you can't cut it in half, you're fired, and I'll find somebody else to run your department. By reducing the state budget significantly, Perry Johnson, through his audit, can eliminate instantly the state's income tax. Just like Texas, just like Tennessee, just like Florida. And reform and or eliminate property taxes. If him and the Republican majority in the House and Senate does it, we will start growing our population again. Well, where do those people need to live? In houses. Houses that we don't have. But we got a whole lot of vacant land. I talked to a state representative, Cam Cavett, yesterday. There's all kinds of plans for projects in Alpena. We're going to be talking drones with him. We're going to be talking senior citizens living center. We're going to be talking with him very soon on the radio about a whole lot of stuff he's helping bring to his 106th House District, especially in Alpena. It's going to happen. Honestly, John James, respect your military service 1,000%. Thank you for your service. Drop out of the governor's race and run for re-election in the 10th Congressional. You got 2 weeks to collect, I believe, what is it, 1,500, 2,500 signatures for Congress? Do that. Announce on Tuesday, April 21st, 2 weeks from today, you're dropping out of the governor's race and you're going to run for re-election in Congress. That's what leadership needs to force you to do. Officer Rick, been listening for longer than over 10 years, found you and Brian on the radio in Mackinac City, way back then. Yeah, Brian's been gone to Florida for years. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News.